This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We've been exploring the question, does it really take a family to raise a child? This is from the 1996 Hillary Clinton book by that name. And what we have seen is that God created families. He didn't create the government. He didn't create a village. He didn't create even the church first. He created a family, and that is the institution that he designed to raise children. And we've been also discussing some government policies that discriminate against families and lead to poverty. Today we're going to change our focus just a little bit. We're still going to look at government policies that discriminate against families, but we're going to specifically focus on children at the border, defunding the police, and criminal justice reform. And we're certainly not going to be able to cover all of these exhaustively, but we are going to actually apply biblical principles. We're not going to favor one political party over another or one ideology over another, but we are going to favor the ideology that comes from the Bible and what God says. And this is really what we need to do. We need to look at the Bible. We need to see what God says, and we need to apply what God says to our lives, to our families, to our church, to our cities, our counties, our states, and our nation, and not only to our nation, but to all the nations of the earth. You probably have seen on TV, although it hasn't been as big of a news story of late, but you probably have seen and heard about all the children, including unaccompanied children, coming across the border into the United States of America. And you've even seen, I know I've seen pictures of children, young children, so young that they cannot possibly take care of themselves, simply being let down over a portion of the border wall and just left there and abandoned in the United States. What we have seen actually, and what happens is you actually have the girls that are making the trip, the young girls, some teenagers, their parents actually put them on birth control because they know that on the way they're going to be raped multiple times. Now think about this. We've already studied and we've talked about that families are the best way to raise a child. Yet because of government policy that says, well, puts preferential treatment on a child and puts preferential treatment on families that have children, what you see is you see this government policy that is leading to the destruction of families. And there are even reports that in Central America that parents have to guard their children because sometimes their children are actually kidnapped so that someone would bring their children, maybe someone that doesn't have a child, would take someone else's child and come over the border and hope that they can actually get into the United States of America because they have a child. We also have seen that the drug warlords are being paid to smuggle people into the United States of America. But we see the destruction, really, of families because of a government policy. And we're going to look at what the Bible says about immigration. And again, it's not going to be everything that the Bible says, but we're going to cover really the key concepts here today. First of all, Our rulers and our laws should protect our border. You see, in the nation of Israel, and you may think, well, that was the nation of Israel. What does that mean for today? Well, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His standards are the same. He judged Israel based on the same standard that he judged the Canaanites based on. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and power, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Before God created civil government, he created family. Before he created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for A Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Computer problems as well, and we are working to do that. So give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we'll answer your questions. Working on resolving computer problems as well. So just give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, A Faster PC Radio. We'll answer your questions. And I've got something. Don't you just hate it when, well, I hide my taskbar. And there's something right now that's just using up something that's just like popping up just a little bit. Doesn't want to give up that spot on the taskbar. And that makes it a little bit difficult. Sometimes programs have something there, just down there, just a little bit below where you actually
can see normally. So anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve your computer problems as well. And technicians in the shop ready to work on your computers. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions and resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. That's what we're here for. That's what we do at A Faster PC. And, you know, we've been talking a little bit about how to make sure, you know, that you can protect yourself against the CryptoLocker infections. We'll be continuing to talk a little bit about that today. And you can actually watch that. You can take a look at that. And we can actually, you know, this is what we want to do here. We want to help protect you. And we see people every week that get caught up in some of these traps. And, you know, we don't want you to be caught up in this. We want you to be protected. And that's something that we're doing here for you at A Faster PC, helping you here with A Faster PC Radio. And this is what we want to help you do. So we are getting the live stream going over there on Facebook. Did take a little bit of time just because of that little issue but anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And so give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. One thing that again, we're going to be talking about CryptoLocker, how you can protect yourself, against all types of problems, because, you know, it's not just the crypto locker or the ransomware that you need to protect yourself against, but hard drive failure. You know, we've had customers in the shop in the last week. Last week, the week before. You know, we have customers on a regular basis that have hard drive failure, and a lot of times we're able to get their data, but sometimes we're not, and that's something that you know, you can't get some of those things back. Well, you know, you can send your hard drive out to a data recovery facility, but better than that, why don't you back up your data right now? Why don't you protect yourself? Why don't you get a thumb drive or a flash drive or an external hard drive or cloud storage if you're okay with cloud storage? Get something so that you can actually protect yourself, protect your data, and we can help you with that. And so this is something that we want to be able to do. We want to help you with this. So give us a call and we can maybe walk you through this. We're actually going to be today, maybe if we have time, we'll be showing you how to do this on your computer. You can actually see this on the screen for those of you that are watching on Facebook. And you know, even if you're just listening on the radio, we'll try to explain this as well as we can so that you can visualize what we're talking about. But just know that you can actually go over to our Facebook page at your convenience. You can head over there. You can watch what's going on. You can see what we're talking about, because we'll be able actually to show you the steps that we're talking about. And this is something that we can actually do. We can actually help you with all this, and we can actually show you the steps. And you know, we helped customers this past week with their backup. We have one HOA office that, you know, we have set up backup. We've shown them how to do it, but you know, they're not the most tech savvy people in the world. So their board just said, you know what, it's better for us to just come in once a month and make a backup for us. Make sure that we have a backup every month. So we do that. and we help them out with their backup. So, you know, this is something that we can definitely help you out with as well. And we want to help you do that. We have another customer that two other customers that we actually helped them work on their backup script. We had previously created backup scripts for them. They were assuming that those were, you know, well, one of them that got a new computer and we haven't finished tweaking the backup script for him. So we did that this week. Another one just assumed that this backup was being made every day. And lo and behold, it wasn't. His flash drive was actually failing, it looked like. And it is an old computer too. So we weren't sure when I was out there whether it was the flash drive or whether it was the computer that was failing. But he did buy a new flash drive, and he was in the process of making the backup. So we haven't really heard from him whether that worked or didn't work, but he did tell me that if it didn't work, he would give us a call. So I assume that everything is working on that. But when we come back from the next break, of course, we're here to answer questions, and we can answer questions on any computer topic. It doesn't have to be what we're talking about. It doesn't have to be backing up your data. Although, think about it. Backing up your data is important. Now, some people tell us, well, I don't have any data. And, you know, sometimes people say they don't have any data. I remember even one time a lady had an iPad, and she said she didn't have anything on it that she cared about. She just wanted me to just totally reset it. It used to be her husband's. She wanted me to reset it, and she didn't have anything on there that she needed. So, you know, I did that for her. And then she said, well, and you know, after we got it back up, set it back up, she said, well, where are the pictures? Well, you said you didn't need anything. You gotta realize when we talk about data, pictures are data. Document or data. Word documents are data. Spreadsheets are data. This is something that you have to look at. And when we're looking at this, we have to realize that the files that you have on your computer, if you've received a PDF document, maybe it's a copy of your insurance policy, maybe it's a copy of your income tax. That is data. That stuff is important. The pictures are important. The spreadsheets are important. If you know, we have some customers that they keep their finances, they calculate them by via spreadsheet. We have other customers that keep their finances through Microsoft Money or through Quicken or through QuickBooks. All of that is data. And if your hard drive fails and you only have that data on your hard drive, then you could potentially lose all of that and have to rebuild it. And we've had this happen to some of our customers, they wanted to back up their data themselves. We showed them how to do it, and lo and behold, it wasn't getting done. And so, you know, this is something we can definitely help you out with, or we can show you how to do it. But you want to make sure that you're protecting yourself, and we'll talk about that when we come back from the next break.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590, A Faster PC Radio. We'll answer your questions, your computer questions. And one of the things, you know, we have been talking about, again, how to protect yourself against the CryptoLocker infection. By the way, I did run across a kind of a new twist on an old scam this week. Had someone come into the shop and they had their phone and they had an email and the email had a link and they said, when I click on this link, it doesn't open. Can you see if it'll open on your computer? And I started looking at the email and the email said, we have
$7,000 available for you. Click here to claim your prize, you know, your money. You know, we found this money that was lost and it's yours, and we just need to get to you. And he said, the gentleman said, when I click this link, LifeLock pops up, Norton LifeLock pops up, and it won't let me go to this. The site never loads. See if it'll work on your computer. And I said, well, do you know whether this entity has over $7,000 for you? Did you put money into a bank account somehow, or did you have an investment account with this firm? What makes you think that they have $7,000 for you? And, you know, this was someone that, you know, could use the money, and you know, who wouldn't turn down, I mean, $7,000. But you have to realize it's a scam. You know, it's kind of like, you know, in the old days, I mean, and you still get these sometimes, get these emails that say they're from someone that is the daughter of the general from Nigeria, and her dad has a lot of money and he died, and she has it, but she needs to get it out of the country. So she needs a bank account to deposit it to. And if I'll let them use my bank account, then they will give me 10% of the proceeds, which would be a huge amount of money. And well, if that was a legitimate thing and it wasn't illegal, maybe you would do it. Maybe you would think about it. But the thing is, once you give them your bank account information, then you have, what they do is they actually come in, they take the money out of your account, and you don't get the money back. And since they're in another country, there's really no recourse. So we are going to the lines. We have Robin on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Robin. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
I have a problem of putting in an IP address that I use to program my phones.
Okay.
When I put it in, after about a minute, it come back and say it can't be reached, took too long to respond. Check proxy and firewall and run Windows Network diagnostics.
Okay, so where are you putting in this IP address, and what are you accessing? Is this on a computer? Is this on a phone?
It's on a computer.
Okay.
On a computer. I use it to program my phone system with it. Well, I haven't did it in a long time.
Okay. Okay. So you're are you loading a browser and then typing the IP address into the browser? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay. So what actually happens, and I can just demonstrate for so that everyone else knows what we're talking about also. I'll go out to a full screen here. Let's see if I load a browser. I'm going to load Chrome, or excuse me, Edge, which is actually based on Chrome. And what I'm going to do to just demonstrate, in the top bar of the computer, the top bar of the browser, what you're going to do is just click on that address bar and just type the IP address. So this should be an IP address that is of your phone system. So I don't actually have a phone system here where I am, but I do have a router, and it'll just, you know, demonstrate to some extent. So I'm just going to type 10.5.5.254, and I'm going to hit enter on my keyboard. Now, in some cases, you know, if it starts to load a secure site, HTTPS, you know, your phone system, your printer, your router, whatever you're logging into, probably doesn't have a SSL certificate that is authorized by a third party company. So what you're going to get is you're going to get a warning signal that this connection isn't private. Basically, there's no authority SSL certificate, which is a is a stands for secure socket layer. It just shows your computer that the connection is private. Now, since you're logging into, in this case, your phone system, in my case, I'm actually logging into my router, but you could do the same thing to log into your printer or any other. Sometimes even phones will have their own IP address if the phone is on your network. We're gonna actually click advanced here. And every browser is a little bit different, but typically you're going to be able to click advanced, and then you're going to be able to click continue to the address, and it'll say that it's unsafe. But again, since you know what you're connecting to, in my case, I'm connecting to a router. In your case, you're going to be connecting to a phone system. It should work. Now you're saying that and this brings me up to the login page, and I can actually enter my password here, and I can log in. I'm not going to do that right now. I was just showing what could be done. If I was logging into a printer, I could type the IP address of the printer up here. If I was logging into a phone system, I would type the IP address of the phone system. Now, you mentioned that when you type in the IP address, you're not getting to that location. So one thing you can do is you want to actually launch a command prompt. So I'm going to hold down the Windows key on my keyboard. That's the key that looks like a four-pane window, or on some keyboards, it might, if it's an older keyboard, it might actually look like a Windows flag from Windows 7 days, or if it's a very inexpensive keyboard, it might just say WIN. Typically, it's to the left of the Alt key, of the left Alt key on your keyboard, to the left of the space bar. Sometimes it's to the right of the right Alt key, but most of the time it's to the left of the left Alt key. I'm going to hold down the Windows key and press R. That'll bring up the run command, and I'm going to type CMD or command. C as in Charlie, M as in Mary, D as in Delta, and then hit enter. Just a short abbreviation for the command prompt. It's actually the executable is actually cmd.exe. So I'm launching this. Now, what you can do here, if you know the IP address of your phone system, you want to type ping space. I'm going to type again my router's IP address just to, so you're going to type in ping space and then the IP address and then hit enter on your keyboard. If everything works and the connection is good, you should actually see pinging, and it will have the IP address, and then it'll have some other words, and then you'll have a colon, and then you'll have four lines following that. Those lines will actually show you a reply if everything works right. If it doesn't work right, you'll see a timeout, or another error message that, like, for instance, if I say ping 10, and I'm just going to type an address that probably isn't on my network. I'm just going to pick a random address here, and you'll see reply from, it gives it destination host unreachable, destination host unreachable, and it goes on like that four times. So you want to know, first of all, what IP address the phone system is at, and to have an IP address, your phone system is going to have to be connected into your internet, your local network, through a router or a switch. And you want to know what IP address it is. Now, one thing you can do is you'll have a DHCP server. So a DHCP server is a server, in most cases you have this, it actually assigns IP addresses on your network. In some cases, that's a router. In my case, it would be a router. But if I were at our office, it would be our server. And I could actually log in to that router, and I could actually see the devices that were connected. Or if it's our server, I can log in and I could see the devices that were actually working there. And I would actually be able to see the IP addresses of the various devices. From there, I could actually attempt to ping each of those, and I could attempt to go to the IP address. Now, some of those will actually, some of them will actually tell you the steps, or some of them will tell you what device it is. Like it might have a computer name or a phone name, or it might even have the name of a printer. But sometimes you don't really know because it doesn't really tell you exactly what it is. So in those cases, you would just try to type in that address and see in the browser's address bar, see if anything comes up. Like if you're looking for your phone system, or you're looking for your printer, you're looking for your router is real easy to find, because all you'd have to do to find your router would be to type in ipconfig, and your router will be, and hit enter, and your router will be your gateway IP address. But again, you're going to have various devices. You might have, let's say, a range extender, wireless range extender that you need to find on your network. If you're not finding your device on your network, then you may need to just double check the cable that's connecting the device to your network. An easy way to do that is to take a laptop computer to it and plug the Ethernet into the laptop computer. You could then do an IP config and see if you get an IP address from your Ethernet adapter. I don't have an Ethernet adapter or an Ethernet cable plugged into my computer, so I'm not going to have, you see mine says media disconnected, but if I were connected, I should have an address. And another thing is that you could, just to double check your connection, you could go into, click on, look in the lower right hand corner, look for the symbol with a that indicates a network status, which will have like what looks like a monitor or a computer. Or if you're connected wirelessly, it'll have a dot and three waves coming out of it. You can click on that. You'll see Wi-Fi turned on. You can turn Wi-Fi off just to make sure, and then go see if you can browse to a website through that Ethernet cable. So, if you can't browse to a website through that Ethernet cable, then you're going to need to troubleshoot the network connection through that Ethernet cable. Maybe the cable's bad. Maybe the port that is plugging into in the switch or the router is bad. Maybe there's another issue. Maybe there's just an end on that cable that's bad. Sometimes there's a little plastic clip that holds the jack in. Sometimes that plastic clip breaks, and that little plastic the connector can slide out just a little bit so that it's not connected anymore. So in that case, you could just push it in further, make sure it's pushed in. Some people tape it. You could replace the end on the cable itself. So hopefully that gives you some idea of how to resolve that issue, how to find out where that device is. And if not, just hang around a little bit, because we're going to be going to a break here in a few minutes, and hang around a little bit, and we can bring you back on in the last segment of the show, to go over a few additional questions and a few additional troubleshooting steps to help you find that device and locate it so you can configure it.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
We are here ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. This is your last set option or opportunity to have your questions answered. We do still have Robin on the line here. So Robin, I understand you might have some additional questions. So go ahead and let those be heard.
No, that was the only problem I had. I haven't used in a long time, and I got a new computer. And I don't know whether that's the problem or not.
Okay. Well, yeah. So are you sure that you know the address that the device is at?
Well, yes, I have the address. correct?
Okay, so you know, if you have a laptop computer, or you know, if you don't have a laptop computer, maybe you know someone that does, you know, or if your computer is close enough to that phone system that you could actually test that out and try it. You know, another way, if you didn't have a laptop computer where you could try that connection, you could, and you could move the phone system, you know, or try a different cable. Maybe the phone system is close enough to the router that you could actually just plug in a different cable to a different port, and just test and see whether that would work. That would be something, you know, and then go and see if you can ping the phone system, you know, because if you know, and sometimes too, some devices need to connect to, you know, need to not only type the IP address, but on some devices you need to add a port number. Like for instance, let me switch back over to that that full screen with. Let me see if I, yeah, okay. So I'm going to switch back over to the full screen here. And so there are some routers and even some other devices that after the IP address, like let's say my router 10.5.5.254. Now, again, there's some routers that you actually have to put a port at the end of this, and that may be like a colon, and then you'll have, you know, a set of three or four, maybe even five digits. You know, it could be 4334 or something like that after the colon. So that would be something to check. If you still have access to the old computer, maybe you could connect the old computer and just see if, you know, if you can get into it with the old computer, because there may be, like I said, just an extra port that you need to add to the end of that IP address to be able to find that. So hopefully that, you know, that gives you some things to start with and to go on, and to, you know, to be able to get into this phone system, because, you know, the phone system, sometimes you need to make changes, you know, you need to, you know, maybe add a phone to a different extension, or change the extension that a phone is being used, change the person's name that's using the phone. And, you know, if this is for a business or you have more than one phone, you know, we've dealt with those types of phones. So, you know, if you're not able to get it figured out, we can help with that. And you know, just keep that in mind, but hopefully you'll be able to locate the issues resolved and be able to log into the phone, be able to log in and take a look and see what's happening there.
Okay, thank you. I'll try that.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. And, you know, these types of things happen on a regular basis, you know, there are ways that you can log in. Let's say if you have a printer on your network, you can log into that printer. You have a router, you can log into that router on your network through a web browser. Phone systems, you know, some phones have voice over IP phones. You can actually log in remotely to them through their IP address. So these, you know, there are ways to do this. But we have been talking, you know, again about, and by the way, you know, we have just a few minutes. So the few minutes that we have, if you have any computer questions, you want to get those answered, now's your last chance really to get those answered. And, you know, if we don't get any other calls, we'll talk just a little bit about backing up your computer. We may not have a full, you know, full way to actually be able to go in all the way to do this. But we talked a few weeks ago, probably I think 3 weeks ago, we actually looked at cloud backup and how you can use cloud backup. We talked specifically about OneDrive and Dropbox, how you can actually move your my documents or your my pictures or your my music or your my videos, you know, all of these, your photos, your videos, your documents, you know, the various operating systems are called different things, but we talked about how to move those folders into, let's say, your Dropbox folder if you're using Dropbox for backup, or into your OneDrive folder if you're using OneDrive, and OneDrive would need to be logged in. If you're using Carbonite, the process is just a little bit different. Let me switch over again to a full screen. I'm going to hold down the Windows key and press E. That'll bring up Windows Explorer. And let's say you have a folder that you want to actually back up, like this My Files folder. If I wanted to back this up to Carbonite and I had Carbonite installed here, I would right click and I would actually see an option to back it up via Carbonite. I don't have Carbonite on this computer. There are other online backup programs, and we mentioned that Western Digital, when you buy an external hard drive, Western Digital is going to give you probably a year's worth of cloud backup, and they're hoping that you'll renew that at the end of the year, so that every year they want to get some money from you. And if you utilize the service and it's worthwhile to you, then you know, that's something that you may be willing to do, may be willing to pay them money to provide that service. You also have Seagate external hard drives. They're going to give you, again, a year's worth of data online. Now, Acronis, if you buy the version of Acronis, I think they give you a certain period of time where you can make some backups. They also are, again, hoping that you'll renew and that you'll pay them on an annual basis for that service. Or on a lot of these, you can pay on a monthly basis if you don't want to. You don't have the money to pay on an annual basis. You will save a little bit of money if you can do it on an annual basis, though. So, but we're gonna, you'll actually be able to do that, though. You can actually right click. You can go on down. You can add that to your backup. So we did. You'll want to review that if you want to see how to actually, you know, add a folder or move a folder to make sure that it's backed up by Dropbox or OneDrive. You can actually review that video from, I believe it was, again, 3 weeks ago. But if you, and we've talked about cloud storage, and we've also talked about some of the drawbacks, some of the potential drawbacks. You know, you're giving your data, you're trusting your data to another company. What if that company is hacked? It's probably more likely that company might be hacked. Then you'll be hacked, because that company is a bigger target, because they not only have your data if you're using their data, their cloud storage, but they're going to have data from millions of other people. So really, it's worthwhile sometimes for some people to back up their own data. The one question is, are you going to be diligent about it? Are you going to be diligent about making sure that it's backed up? Or, you know, are you going to pay someone like, you're going to pay like a Faster PC to come in and make sure that your backup is done on a regular basis? We could actually help you out with this. But, you know, what we're going to actually do here is just lay out real quickly, you know, some of the ways that you can back up on your computer. And we probably will, you know, maybe demonstrate this a little bit more next week. But you can back up, depending on the size of the data that you need to have backed up, and the availability of what you have, you may be able to back up to a thumb drive. Or, you know, a thumb drive is a flash drive. So I'll actually pull one out of my pocket. I have multiple flash drives here. But, you know, this is, well, let me pull one out that's a little bit easier to see. So this, you know what, that one's green. That's not going to work, because it's the same color as my green screen. It turned it white. Anyway, this is a flash drive. So that plugs into a USB port, and you plug it into a USB port, and then when you're in the USB port, you're going to be able to actually have that come on through. One thing that you do want to actually look at there is just making sure with the USB port, making sure that that the drive is large enough. Now these flash drives, you can get them. We've seen some customers that have 2 terabyte flash drives, which is 2,000 gigabytes. I mean, that's phenomenal storage space. If you don't have, and I don't know how much that 2 terabyte drive flash drive costs, but we did have some customers that buy it. Now, we use these external hard drives, and these external hard drives come in 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte, 4 terabyte, 5 terabyte. This is the 2.5-inch model. They do have larger models that require a power adapter, and you can get those in 8 terabyte, even larger sizes. So it really depends on your storage space or your storage requirements. We do recommend that you have more than one, and that you have a copy of it, at least one copy of it offsite, even if that's, let's say, in your trunk, just to protect you against fire, theft, sabotage, or CryptoLocker infection. If your computer external, your backup is connected to your computer, and your data, your backup data is on that, chances are, if your computer is hit with a ransomware attack, going to encrypt the data on your hard drive plus the data on your backup. So you want to have a copy offsite, and really you want to have a copy that's probably two weeks or more old, not connected to your computer, because by the time you realize that your data is encrypted, you're looking at it's been encrypted for probably a week. So, these are some things you want to look at. We'll talk about this more next week and show you how you can actually make a backup.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. In this sermon, we look at what the Bible says about children and families at the borders and defunding the police. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nations.